Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and I am a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today I am going to continue my training about Windows 10 development, Universal Windows Platform and so on. In the previous sessions we already discussed how to create a basic Windows 10 application and we even discussed basic XAML features. And it's time to start working with real XAML controls, with real controls in Universal Windows Platform. And in this session, we'll discuss layouts. It's great to know that I'm not going to use any slide today, and we will just switch to Visual Studio, and I'm going to show all controls in real life. So let's open Visual Studio, and let's look inside a simple page. Yeah, I already mentioned that all pages have page root element inside. And of course, Universal Windows Platform has the same class, and I can find this class inside Object Browser. Let's try to understand what we can place inside a page. You can see that page does not contain any specific properties related to content. You can see a frame property there that allows page to have reference to a frame that contains page itself. You can find a button up bar and top up bar properties that allow to store references to application bars. We are going to discuss application bars later. And that's all. So let's open a base class for page class. You can see that page class inherited from user control class. So let's open user control, and you can see that inside user control we have content property. Thanks to content property, you can render some user controls inside the page. But note that content property is not a collection. Content property has a type UI element, and UI element is just a user control with user interface. So you have to use content property wisely. That's why once you create a new page, Visual Studio will create not just a page element inside, but a container inside the page element, usually grid container. Using grid, you can render lots of different controls inside the page. So let's start talking about different containers. I would recommend to start with panel class. So let's open this class. We are not going to use it directly, but you can see that panel class has children property. Children property is a collection. Collection of UI elements. So collection of elements with user interface. And of course, using children property, we can add many different user controls inside in order to render inside the panel. But as I mentioned, we are not going to use panel directly. We have to use some classes that are inherited from panel class. So let's see all classes there. You can see about 10 different classes inside. Because we are talking today not just about containers, but about layout controls, we will discuss the most important layout controls today, like canvas, grid, you already worked with grid, stack panel, relative panel, and variable sized wrapping panel. Later we will discuss some additional containers. But now open our main page XAML, and let's start with the simplest probably container called canvas. Canvas allows us to place user controls inside using absolute positions. We already discussed canvas control when we discussed attached properties. And today I am going to show some disadvantages of canvas control. Let's select a terrible background for our canvas. For example, yellow, and you can see that our canvas fill all empty space on the page. And let's try to add several buttons on the canvas. We can provide just content, and we can manage button size using the most common properties like which, for example, and age. I will copy this line in order to create several buttons. I think three is enough. You can see that all buttons have the same position, 0, 0. So in general, we can see just one button there, the last one. But in order to change their position, we can use canvas.top and canvas.left properties, attached properties. For example, for the first button, we will use properties like 100. 100. For the second one, we will place it right after the first one. So 100, and here is the first disadvantage of Canvas. We have to calculate where we need to place our control. So if our button is about 200 points in reach, we have to add 200 points to canvas.left. So 300, and you can see that we have two buttons one by one. So it's not easy. If we decide to change size for the first button, we have to recalculate positions for all other controls. So it's terrible. Yeah? Probably I will use not 300, but 330. And the next one, 100. 330 plus 100, 430 plus 30, 460. I made mistake. Not 460, 560. So it's easy to make mistake even for simple set of controls. And the second disadvantage. Let's execute our program. I will use start without debugging. And let's change size of our window. So you can see that in some cases we don't see the last button, and we have problem with the second button as well. So it's not adaptive interface at all. And usually you will use canvas control just in order to create casual games. Or if you want to create small parts of your interface that will not have any changes even if you resize your window. You can place as many canvas controls on the page, and you can place one more canvas control, for example, inside the first one, or inside grid, inside stack panel. And in general, you can have many different containers on the page. The second layout control is stack panel. Stack panel allows us to place controls one by one in horizontal or in vertical way. So we will remove canvas top and canvas left properties. And you can see that all buttons in our page are placed vertically one by one. So they are not look very good. I forgot about background. So you can see the same situation. Stack panel fill all empty space on the page. And you can see that we don't have any margins between buttons. So we can fix it. In order to do it, we can use margin property for the button control. And we can provide margins from each side of the button, or we can provide the same value for all sides of the button, like 10, for example. And we can do the same thing for all our buttons. Our buttons look good. And by default, you can see that stack panel use vertical orientation. If you want to change it, we can change vertical to horizontal. So in order to do it, I can use orientation property, and I will use horizontal. So you can see that all our buttons are placed in horizontal way. But they are located in central part of our panel. In order to fix it, we can use horizontal or vertical alignment. In our case, we have to use vertical alignment. And of course, we can use any of these values, for example, top. And you can see that our button is on the top of the page. The same things we can assign to all other buttons. And all buttons look good. Running our application, we can see that we have the same problem, but at least we have not to provide information about where we want to see our buttons. So layout stack panel will automatically place all buttons one by one based on their sizes. So let's close the window and let's modify our code a little bit. I will remove all no needed properties like vertical alignment and like sizes. And right now we have just margins. And we'll change our orientation from horizontal to vertical. So in order to show how to use some properties like vertical and horizontal alignment in order to build adaptive interface. For example, I have three buttons and I can use horizontal alignment property in order to fill all empty space inside my stack panel. So in my case, I have just one stack panel and the button will have the same width as the page. But if we will place our stack panel inside other containers, we can easy use it in order to build adaptive parts of our interface. So let's use horizontal stretch for all other buttons. And let's run our application once again. So you can see that at least buttons are adaptive right now. Next container is grid container. So let's change our stack panel to grid. It's the most popular container in Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8.1 applications. But in Windows 10, the most popular container probably is relative panel. But we still can use grid in many situations, in many scenarios. Once again, we'll add background and we can see that grid will fill all empty space. And we can see that all buttons have the same position inside the grid. So what is grid? This grid will allow us to build table layout. So we have to provide number of rows and columns and we can distribute all controls between different cells of the grid. But by default, of course, grid has just one cell, just one row and one column, and we have to provide information about how many columns and rows we are going to use in our grid. In order to do it, we have to fill a special collection for columns. For example, we have collection called column definitions. Inside this collection, we have to create our columns. In order to do it, we have to use column definition element. And if we are going to create two columns, we will use two column definition elements there. Let's try to create several rows as well. So grid rows definitions. And inside we will create couple rows as well. So right now we have four cells in total and you can see the designer shows all our cells using special splitters and we can see that all our cells have the same size. Okay, let's try to place our buttons in different cells. We can do it using grid column and grid.row attach properties. For example, for the first button, I'm not going to do anything. For the second one, I will use grid column 1. Of course, it's zero based indexes. So the first column has index 0, the second index 1. So in this way, I'm going to place button in this cell. And last one, I will place it to this cell, for example, to cell number 11. So the second column and the second row, column 1 and grid row 1 as well. So that's all. Try to execute our application. And let's change size of our window. So you can see that our buttons have positions depends on size of the window, depends on grid itself, because by default grid divide all free space in four cells with the same size. Let's show how to use horizontal and vertical alignment in order to fill all empty space in the grid. So as before, I'm going to use stretch for horizontal and for vertical alignment as well. So you can see that our button fills all empty space in the cell 1. Let's execute our application. We can do the same for all other buttons, of course. And you can see that size of our button depends on size of window itself. Of course, I can provide width and height for my cells manually. For example, I can provide width for my columns, and I can put 100, for example, not 100, 300. In this case, we use not real pixels, we use a special values called effective pixels. We are going to discuss it later. But you can see that the first column for our grid is 300 pixels in width, and the second column fill all empty space. The next value that we can provide here is after value. Thanks to after value, grid will use just enough space for place all controls inside. For example, my button does not have any width properties, so let's add width property 400, for example, and you can see that grid provided 420 pixels for the first column, 400 for the button itself, and because we have margin, it should be 10 pixels from each of these sides. If we provide width for the second column, the same after, you can see that it does not make any effect because grid fills all empty space. But we can use one more horizontal alignment property and stack our grid to the left side of our page, and you can see that right now grid fills just all needed space, not all space on the page. So you can combine horizontal, vertical alignment, switch and hedge properties in order to build interface in the best way. And in order to finish working with grid, I want to show one more case for which properties. For example, I can put something like this: 3-star, 2-star. So if we use this symbol, it shows that row or column, like in this case, should fill all empty space. But what does it mean, 3-star, 2-star? So how grid will provide the right size for the first and for the second column? Grid will add all these numbers, so 3 plus 2 is 5. Grid will divide all empty space on 5 parts, on the 5 columns with the same size. And for the first column, grid will provide 3 parts of 5, and for the second, 2 parts of 5. So using grid, you can build more advanced layouts. And using grid, you can use not just grid column and grid row attach properties, but you can span some cells. For example, let's see the last button in the list, and let's put our button to the column 0, and let's add some additional properties like horizontal alignment, stretch. So you can see that our button fill the first cell in the second row, but the second row is still empty. I'm going to extend this button to the second column as well. So in order to do it, I can use attach property column span. I am going to span two columns, and you can see that my button fill both columns thanks to this attach property. And this feature can help me to build many standard forms. Let's open our previous example related to the stack panel. You remember that we have problem there. Once we resize our window, page does not have enough space to render all buttons. So how we can resolve it? We will use a special container. It's not layout container, but it will help us to build better layouts. Container called scroll viewer. Thanks to scroll viewer, we can get access to special features that allows us to scroll content even we don't have enough space to render this content. So I am going to use scroll viewer in order to put my stack panel inside, because content property of the page allows to assign, allows to store anything. I can use scroll viewer as a main control, and scroll viewer will be container for stack panel. I can use, of course, properties window in order to modify properties of my panel. Let's see which problems we have now. I will run my application, and you can see that by default scroll viewer has just vertical scroll bar, but does not have any horizontal scroll bar. I am going to change it. So I am going to use several important properties. First property, horizontal scroll bar visibility, should be after. And of course, I am going to hide vertical scroll bar. So vertical scroll bar visibility should be hidden. And in order to enable horizontal scroll mode, I will use horizontal scroll mode property and assign it to after as well. So let's try to run my application once again. Let's change window size. We have horizontal scroll bar for our content. And in the same way, we can enable vertical scroll bar as well, so it depends on our interface. So it's very easy to create scroll bars that adaptive, not just for mouse, but you can use touch like this in order to scroll your content. Let's look at one more layout control. I have built interface using already known layout controls like grid and stack panel. You can see that I displayed an image and some text right near the image. So let's execute our application, and you can see that if we run this application on desktop, it works fine. But if we resize our window, we cannot place, we don't have enough space to place our text. For desktop, it's okay, because usually we have enough space, and usually you can even provide information about minimum size of your window and so on. But what if we run this application on a phone, especially in portrait orientation? So we have screen like this, and we definitely don't have any space to put our text. Of course, we can resize our image, and we can try to put all text near the image, but we definitely will not have the best quality of our interface, because user will not able to see what we are going to show on the image and so on. So what we have to do if we want to have the same size of the image, if we want to store quality of the image? Of course, it's better to place all this text below the image, but how to do it using grid and using stack panel? So right now we have two columns, but if you want to put your text below the image, you have to change column definitions to row definitions. You have to create at least two rows, and you had have to reassign grid column to zero and assign grid row attach property to one, and it's not easy to do dynamically. So we are going to build adaptive interface, and it's okay to have this interface on desktop and tablets, but what about phone? The our current problem in that our interface has very deep hierarchy right now, and of course it's hard to change. So the idea is use a special container that will not generate so deep hierarchy, and that will use very basic, very simple properties in order to show where we have to place our text, where we have to place our image, and so on. This container is available in Windows 10, and according to my experience, it's the most popular container for building adaptive interface today. So let's try to change grid and stack panel with this container. This container called relative. So I'm going to remove all this code and just use relative panel. And I'm not going to use stack panel as well. Frankly speaking, we can leave stack panel, but we have to remove grid column attach property, and we simply just move stack panel inside relative panel, depends on size of our window. So how to build at least the same interface inside relative panel? We can use attach properties as usual. So you can see that relative panel provides lots of different attach properties that shows how we want to align our control relatively other controls. In our case, I'm going to use the simplest property write-off. So we are going to place our text, our stack panel, right off image. But we have to provide image name, so I will provide name for my image, just image, and we'll copy it here. And what's all, you can see that I have my image and I have my stack panel. And in order to build this interface, I used just one attached property. So once I want to change layout of my interface, I will simply change right off to below. And you can see they have interface ready to use for fonts. So it's easy to change just one property dynamically in runtime. And XAML allows us to do it using special controls that we are going to discuss later in this training. So that's all for today. Please try to play with all these layouts for some time in order to understand all these layouts better and in order to avoid any problems in future. Let's try to use different properties. Let's try to create very complex interfaces with very deep hierarchy inside, combine different controls, layout controls like grid, stack panel, relative panel. In the next session, we are going to discuss basic user controls.